Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So it looks like America is moving down the same road that Germany has just announced when it comes to dealing with COVID-19. You look at the headlines from America right now, and they are headlines that should scare the hell out of everyone. Why? Because this doesn't look like the greatest country in the world right now. I'll give you two different headlines, and we're going to dive into these, but just so you know the state of where we are in this country. We are in a country where we have COVID racism now. Let me explain what COVID racism is, and if you haven't heard what we've been talking about for the last several days. COVID racism is when a government decides they're going to divide you into two separate groups of people. Those that are the clean ones, and this is very much just like Adolf Hitler did, and those who we decide are less than. You have the citizens that are being segregated into groups, those that have rights and those that are marked and have no rights. Being unvaccinated means you have no rights. And we now know that the White House is moving towards some of the most extreme measures so far with COVID-19. This is exactly what tyrants do. Now, before I get into that, there's another headline that should scare everyone for good reason. It's another issue of division and racism. Black Lives Matter, the group that chants death to America, the group that chants, what do we want, dead cops, when do we want them now? The group that is backed by Joe Biden, is backed by the squad, is backed by Kamala Harris, who actually raised money for Black Lives Matter activists who were arrested so they could get them out of jail to do other illegal things. The group that has burned down American cities, neighborhoods, towns, and people have died because of what they've done. Black Lives Matter is now coming out saying it's time for you to dream of a hashtag Black Xmas, also known as Black Christmas, demanding that everybody boycott all white companies. Yeah, Christmas, supposed to be the most wonderful time of the year, but now it's filled with hatred and is being embraced by the left and supported by the left with what we would refer to as nothing more than straight-up bigotry, racism, and pure evil. Black Lives Matter is now calling for an end to, quote, white capitalism. What is white capitalism? Anyone that's white that owns a business. They want you to destroy it and not buy from them, and they want them to go under during the holidays. Not a single member of Congress on the Democratic side, nor the White House, has denounced this new move by Black Lives Matter. In fact, Black Lives Matter came out and referred to white businesses as white supremacist capitalism, So any white person that owns a business, you are, they must pledge allegiance and declare your support for Black Xmas. In order to do so, quote, all white companies are to be boycotted. There is now an official Black Xmas website. And on that website, it states, we're dreaming of a Black Christmas. That means no spending with white companies. This is on their website. If you don't believe me, you can go to the website and you can look at it yourself. Again, you would think that an organization that is doing this, those that support it would be held accountable by the media, and they would be asked questions like to the White House press secretary, hey, Secretary Psaki, it's the holidays. A lot of businesses are struggling because of COVID-19, because of the variant, because of shutdowns, because of online buying, because people aren't willing to go out, because of mass mandates. You know, the list goes on and on. Or in California, for example, or in many parts like San Francisco and L.A. and even New York City, you actually have to show proof of vaccination to even shop. So you would think that naturally, like, the media would ask this question. Are you guys continuing to want to be associated with an organization, Black Lives Matter, that is now calling for the annihilation of white businesses, including small businesses? Has anybody asked that question? No. Why? Because the media is in on it too. According to the website, it also will run this until they say New Year's Day. New Year's Day, folks. It's not just companies owned by whites, by the way, but the movement calls for supporters to boycott all white companies, as well as organizations and banks that are white-owned for the entire holiday shopping season. The Daily Mail exclusively reported that the Black Lives Matter claims that, quote, white supremacist capitalism is complicit in the murder of black people by police. Therefore, we are saying never support a white business. Black Lives Matter has announced that the boycott is in its seventh year of supporting Black Xmas. But this year, they've gone public. I guess it was underground before now. The holiday boycott, they claim, began in 2014 as a response to the death of John Crawford, a black man who was fatally shot by police while shopping in an Ohio Walmart. The group has given explicit directions on how to take part in Black Christmas. They say this: build black, buy black, and bank black, because white supremacist capitalism uses policing and these policies to protect profits and steal black life. Let me read that again. Quote, white supremacist capitalism uses policing to protect profits and steal black life. On Black Friday, the official Black Lives Matter Global Network Instagram account shared a post calling attention to the movement and to, quote, support black-led, black-serving organizations. Post started a social media war with anyone not supportive of the movement or who commented negatively, being called racist by their supporters. You're welcome. This is where we are in this country. Now, the Black Lives Matter movement not only is calling for supporters to boycott all white companies, all white organizations, all white banks for the entire holiday season, but saying we need to do this on a regular basis, meaning indefinitely. We're dreaming, they say, of a Black Christmas. No spending with white companies, the official Black Xmas website states. Go look at it. You should. You need to read what they're saying in their own words. BLM claiming that white supremacist capitalism is complicit in the murder of black people. Therefore, that's why they should never spend any money with you. So if I own a small business, which I do, they're saying no white people should spend money at my business because I'm white. If you want to know what the definition of racism is, it's that. If you refuse to go into a business because the owner has a certain skin color, that is the definition of racism. And this organization is being supported right now by the President of the United States of America, by the Vice President of the United States of America, by every cabinet member, and by the Senate Majority Leader and the House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi. They all are supporting Black Lives Matter publicly. Black Lives Matter also says that if you start to spend your money with only black-led, black-serving businesses, organizations, and online retailers, that the dream of a Black America and Black Christmas will become a reality. No spending with white companies from Black Friday until New Year, the official Black Xmas website says. Again, go look at the website and share it with everyone you know. Because when you see it, Black Lives Matter, Black Xmas, and you see the headline, Welcome to Black Xmas, Build Black, Buy Black, Bank Black, you understand that this is no different than a Klansman's website. It would be the same thing if you had a KKK website and it said, Buy White, Build White, Bank White. We're dreaming of a white Xmas. That means no spending with black companies. That's what the KKK Black Christmas website alternative would look like if you just changed the word black to white. How is this acceptable in society today, number one? And how is it the President of the United States of America can actually support this? Says shop places like La Limert Park and spend only with black-owned businesses. Follow on BLM Los Angeles Instagram for our featured black-owned businesses. Black-owned businesses wanting to be profiled can fill out a form here so we can profile you. Divest from white corporations, number one, they say. Invest in black communities, number two. If you must buy, buy black. Get involved in three easy steps, they say. They even have the easy steps for you. Then they talk about banking black. What does that mean? Oh, it gets good here.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer, subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com, promo code Ben.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Just to recap for you what this means, it means you need to build black, buy black, and bank black. Do not visit any places that are owned by white people. It's no different than the KKK if they had a website that said only buy white, build white, bank white. Now let's get to each category here, and let's go with the bank black category. Quote, the monetary system, which creates and maintains the value of the almighty dollar, was designed to reproduce imperialism, institutional racism, and inequality, the website says. In a just world, the American dollar wouldn't be a destructive economic cudgel used to compel submission to the capitalist order. Perhaps in this world, money wouldn't exist at all, and humans would produce goods and services for common welfare with no regard for personal gain or capitalist acquisition. This is on the Black Xmas website. It's amazing. Alas, black people must survive in the reality of our monetized market economy, the website says. Thus, we interact with banks and finance. From the moment Africans stepped foot in the so-called Americas, we've been excluded from full access to safe deposits, savings, fair loans, and equity. Really? I'm pretty sure if I walk into a bank right now and you walk into a bank right now and you're black, in most parts of America, you actually get special treatment based on the laws for you to be able to get home loans and get financing that I don't get because of the color of my skin, which is white. So I don't know why now they're saying the system is evil. Now, they also said that blacks have been excluded from full access to safe deposits. Show me a bank that isn't backed by the federal government up to six figures of deposits, and then I'll agree with you. Show me a only black bank that doesn't give you the same options with safe deposits as a, quote, white bank. And I'll say I'm sorry. But every bank you walk into has, what is it, FDIC. And it's up there, right there where you put your deposit, telling you that your money is safe and it's backed because the government's going to back it up to X number of dollars. It doesn't matter which bank you go into. To be in the banking system, you actually have to give that to people. That's why you get have regulators and regulations on banks, which, by the way, are done mostly by liberal Democrats who are insane that cause a housing crisis with this fair housing, right? Give anybody a loan for anything, even if they don't have a job. They also said knowledge and advancement has been denied to and taken from us despite the best efforts of our ancestors. Quote, black-owned or operated banks have attempted to lift our proverbial bootstraps since the end of the Civil War. Starting with the Freedmen's Savings Bank. The bank, along with almost every other black bank, has struggled and sunk due to mismanagement and corruption of white bureaucrats. Really? Okay. Inadequate capital reserves, inattention or plunder from government agencies, and the poverty of its black depositors imposed by racist discrimination. To this day, black banks' proportion of American banking assets is far smaller than our share of the country's population. Nevertheless, black-owned and operated banks persist in providing our community with the services we need to live and thrive in the money-obsessed society. Despite the ongoing challenges, they continue to support their skin folk with access to FDIC-insured accounts. Black communities are disproportionately underbanked, which makes them vulnerable to predatory lenders and check cashing costs. Invest in black people by divesting from your Wall Street bank. Hashtag bank black today. Then they go on to say this. Chase, Citibank, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, and other behemoth might provide some real relative convenience. But strong black banks can be the foundation for a movement away from our marginalization and towards liberation and self-determination. They then go on to say that please bank at one of the banks below, One United Bank, One United Bank, Broadway Federal Bank, Broadway Federal Bank and Loan. So they've picked the winners and the losers on the website, Black Lives Matter, Black Christmas, and the racist website that you're not supposed to spend any money with any bank that has white people involved or any business that is run by a white person, small, medium, or large. Doesn't matter? No. All right, so there's that. Let's go to the other thing they want you to do, and that is, and again, all this is on their website, buy black. This is part two of their three-part way to screw the white man. This is amazing racism, and it's all on a website. Buying black is the engine of Black Xmas Cooperative economics. It is intended to help replenish the black dollar. So we got a black dollar now. This is exciting. Within local communities and keep the dollar circulating for much longer than when making purchases at non-black businesses. This page is meant to serve as a resource that gives you an opportunity to learn about local black businesses and beyond. Below, you will find clickable categories that will take you to a number of profiles for black businesses that fit within each category. Check out each local page to see what our featured black-owned businesses have to offer. All right, pretty simple there. Then there's the third part, and that is the Build Black. What is Build Black? Here's what it is. Again, on their own racist website that says basically overtake everything and screw every white person in America. We seek not to replace white capitalism with black capitalism, but to shake off the call to rampant consumerization and the use of our dollars intentionally to build black community. So they're actually advocating for segregation on the racist website, blackxmas.org of Black Lives Matter. This is incredible. Again, I'm doing what everybody in the media should be doing, and then they should be asking the questions of the White House. Are you still supporting Black Lives Matter when this is what they're saying about segregating communities and attacking white businesses during Christmas? Quote, when we are conscientious about how we invest our resources, we can see the services, programs, and institutions that feed our community. Rather than spending our dollars on meaningless items, let's support Black-led, Black-serving organizations. Build new traditions. Donate to Black-led, Black-serving organizations. So in other words, if there's a black business that helps out white people, don't spend with them either. If there are black-serving organizations that happen to serve people that aren't black, don't give them any of your donations. Again, it's under the category of build new traditions. Donate to black-led, black-serving organizations in the names of your loved ones as holiday gifts and request that they do the same for you. You can download Black Xmas cards to spread the word and pass them out. Of course, if you choose to buy black. Additional products and resources can be found at We Buy Black and on the official app, Black Wall Street. I wonder if anybody has a White Wall Street app, just asking. Please consider donating to A New Way of Life, African Town Coalition, African American Culture Center, American Youth Soccer League, blacks only. It's a black soccer league. Yes, black only soccer league. No whites allowed, no Asians allowed, no Hispanics allowed, no Indian Native Americans allowed. No, it's a black only soccer league. Just want you to know that that's out there. There are black-only soccer leagues right now. Black Alliance for Just Immigration, only black immigration. Black Lives Matter, fighting to end police and state-sanctioned violence and build black power. Black Women for Wellness, that's black women's health only. Black Worker Center, good jobs only for black people. I can't even barely read this with a straight face, guys, but this is on their website. Go look at it, blackxmas.org. What else is on here you need to know about? Oh, yeah, we have the Pro Bono ALS. Excuse me, ASL. It's ASL Translation and Language Justice for Blacks. These are just some of the things that you need to do. Students Deserve, advocacy organizing only for black children in black public schools only. Want your black business featured on blackxmas.org? Fill out their black business spotlight form, and you can do that there as well. This is who the President of the United States of America, the Vice President of the United States of America, Nancy Pelosi, and the Democratic Party support. This is what they are supporting. They also said you need to have Black Xmas actions. Get involved with Black Xmas. And you better tell people about Black Xmas. There's some songs you can sing about Black Xmas. One of them is entitled, Which Side Are You On?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, an all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer. Subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Here are the lyrics to this song. Which side are you on, friends? Which side are you on? Someday at Christmas. Someday at Christmas, police won't be boys playing with black lives like kids play with toys. One warm December, our hearts will see a world where we are free. So apparently African Americans aren't free in America. It's good to know, right? Someday at Christmas, there will be no wars. When we have learned what Christmas is for, when we have found what life's really worth, there will be peace on earth. Someday all of our dreams will come to. Someday in a world where we are free, we'll take a movement built by you and me. Someday at Christmas time. Someday at Christmas we'll see a land with no killer cops, with no guns in their hands. One happy morning people will share a world where people care. Someday at Christmas, there will be no tears when all no black mama meets the worst of her fears. One shining moment, one prayer away from our world today. Someday all of our dreams will come to be. Someday in a world where we will be free. It's a great way to indoctrinate your kids to hate America, isn't it? Tell them they're not free. Yeah. We'll take a movement built by you and me someday at Christmas time. Someday at Christmas time, oppression will fail. Hate will be gone. This song is filled with a lot of hate, but okay. And love will prevail. Man, read your website, and it doesn't look like love's prevailing, folks. You're telling everybody to screw everybody, every other race but your own. I'm just saying, back to the song. Someday a new world that we can start with hope in every heart. Really? Hope in every heart? Have you read your website that this is on? Does it sound like there's any hope in your heart for anybody else? This site is no different than a Klansman's website. Just change the color of skin involved. Someday all our dreams will come to be. Someday in a world where we will be free. It will take a movement built by you and me. Someday at Christmas time. Someday at Christmas time, dreaming of a black Xmas is a Another song on their website, by the way. You want to hear what's in that? This is amazing. We're dreaming of a black Christmas, much different from what we know, where our one true mission is a radical vision to see the black economy grow. We're dreaming of a black Christmas with every injustice that we fight. May our boycott lead to human rights, and may we all, Black Xmas, unite the people. I think they added that on there. I'm not sure it really works, but hey, we'll go with it. Hark the fighting people sing. There's another one for you. Sung to the tune of, obviously, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Hark the fighting people sing. Listen to the news we bring. Peace on earth and mercy mild. Black and human reconciled. Joyful all the black people rise. Then no more we'll hear Trump lies. Here together we proclaim. We will always say their name. Hark the fighting people sing. Listen to the news we bring. Version 2. You ready for this? By the way, this is like the songs I think you would find on a Klansman website, but whatever. Version 2. This is even better. Diaz, you're going to like this one. This is nice. My producer's dying laughing on the other side of the glass right now. Version 2. Trump's despised at home and abroad. He's a racist, a liar, and a fraud. He thinks women should be seen, not heard. We can't trust a single word. He cheats the workers of Trump Tower. We won't recognize his power. Though January 20 is near, we will never live in fear. Hark the fighting people sing. Listen to the news we bring. There's also another one, Deck the Streets. All right, I'll give it to you. Deck the streets black, young and old. Fa la 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 la. We won't do as we're told. Fa la 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 la. Black folks joyous all together. Then that fa la la part. Heated of the wind and weather. Sing the fa la la part again. There's another version of that. Trump tries to silence and defeat us, but we sing louder. He can't beat us. Police have no force. We concede to. Black pride and love, we see us through. We'll see us through. And then there's version 3. Fast away, Trump's first term passes. Fa la 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 la. Peace to all his lads and lashes. Fa la 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 la. We're on the mic. We do the speaking. Fa la 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 la. We're the leaders we've been seeking. Fa la 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 la. There's also this one if you've got kids in the car. Earmuffs. Promise this is about bringing people together, right? Yes. Buy black, build black, bank black, and we want to bring everybody together by telling everybody else that every other race is evil and that you should only hang out with black people, segregate with black communities, build in black communities, buy only in black communities, and say screw every other race in America. This is so uniting. Again, this is just like a Klansman site, and I'll say it again. The White House supports this group. Joe Biden supports this group. Kamala Harris supports this group. Nancy Pelosi supports this group. And no one in the media is like, hey, guys, if you looked at their website lately, you might want to know what they're doing. Now, here's the last song I will sing for you, and it's a doozy. I saved the best for last. Stop it. My producer's, like, literally beating the desk in the other room laughing. All right, this is a real song if you got kids in the car, earmuffs. You ready for this? Trump's nuts roasted on an open fire. As he keeps nipping at his foes, you'll cry creepy uncle every time he arrives, for he keeps clawing at your clothes. Everybody knows that money and entitlement can help to make the season white. Mothers of color with their kids out of sight will find it hard to sleep at night. You know that Trump is on his way. He's got black boys in hoodies locked up in his sleigh. And every working man is going to cry when they learn that lech don't care how you live or if you die. So I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas, and Donald Trump, F you. You're welcome. Just trying to give you the cheer of Black Lives Matter from their own website, Black Xmas. If you'd like to get involved, you can go to blackxmas.org and be involved with an incredibly racist organization. There's also a pop-up that'll show up. It's the website We Buy Black. You can even get a free T-shirt when you purchase the Big Black Box. Yes, you can get a mystery box full of Black-owned products. Yes, it's a racist website for shopping. It is actually called We Buy Black. Every Black family should make the switch. Screw Amazon, they're saying. You get free shipping and fast shipping from Black people. I guess that's a good thing. It's on the website. Don't kill the messenger. They got a bunch of Black clothing that hates on every other race out there. They've got just for her sections, just for him sections, handmade soap section, handbags for babies, and watches. Start selling on We Buy Black. Thousands of shoppers are ready to see what you have in your Black stores. What is We Buy Black? More than a global marketplace for Black-owned businesses, we're a movement to see a social and economic justice globally. We all spend our money with one another, and then everything will be fine. In other news, none of this related, of course, just want to give you a headline. Germany has just announced a nationwide lockdown for the unvaccinated, yet again doing COVID racism. Germany has announced a nationwide lockdown for the unvaccinated, as they have decided that they're going to mark those that are unvaccinated by forcing them to stay indoors. Both leaders, the outgoing Angela Merkel and her replacement, have decided that they are also going to back plans for mandatory vaccinations for all Germans in the coming months. They must have read like a Nazi book over Thanksgiving. Unvaccinated people will be banned from accessing all but the most essential businesses. Only supermarkets and pharmacies. Of course, in the name of curbing the spread of coronavirus, the outgoing Chancellor Angela Merkel and her successor, Scholz, announced that they are deciding that they will have mandated vaccinations. The pair also is backing proposals for mandatory vaccinations for children, which if voted through the parliament, and it will probably pass, will take effect from February moving forward. So there you go. That's happening in Germany. Oh, and if you think it's not happening in America, you would also be wrong. Peter Ducey broke this story at Fox about what's coming for all of us in America.
But it sounds like on Thursday, according to the Washington Post, and we have made contact with some White House folks, they're going to announce some of the strictest COVID regulations yet on American citizens, including, according to the Washington Post, requiring all Americans who return from abroad to quarantine in their house for up to 7 days. If that is something that they're going to propose in this speech on Thursday, there are a lot of questions. How do you enforce that? Do you send somebody to the door of somebody that just came back from overseas, regardless of vaccination status or testing status, to make sure that they are home? And also, does that apply to everybody coming into the country, not just folks who come and document it at an airport, but also the undocumented?
There you go. Welcome to America, folks. White House plans to announce some of the strictest COVID restrictions on any Americans yet, following the lead of Germany that's actually doing the exact same thing. Welcome to the greatest country on earth. I promise it's great. We have Black Christmas and we have massive lockdowns coming, and we're going to divide the country into two sets of people, those that have privileges and rights that are vaccinated and those who are unvaccinated, who will then be marked as the evil ones. I hope all of you will grab our podcast and share it with your family and friends. And if you need a little Christmas cheer, just remember you can read or sing, I should say, the Black Lives Matter songs by going to blackxmas.org. See you back here tomorrow. So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.
From original art and diplomas to ticket stubs and the keys to your first home, we all have mementos we'd love to put on display. Framebridge is the easy and affordable way to custom frame just about anything, with fair upfront pricing based on the size of your item and fast, free shipping. Plus, your happiness is guaranteed. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit Framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started. That's Framebridge.com.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.